May the entrance of your word bring light and understanding even to the simple. We pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When you think of peace, what picture comes to your mind? Do you think of a calm stream, a beautiful, peace and quiet mountain top, like that of Tinto? Is it Tinto? Yeah. Tinto. I'm yet to climb. That's why I'm not able to pronounce it well. Anyway, when I climbed Otto Seat in Edinburgh some years ago, it felt like you want to remain on top of the mountain. It was just wonderful. You could see the whole of Edinburgh from that place, and Edinburgh just appeared to be a very small, tiny, wee city, viewing it from that top. That made me think how God even sees the earth, and where God is, and how he sees and views the earth. How do you feel when you go on a church trip, like we did yesterday? You had all the funds. Some people were able to build sandcastle for the first time in the past 10, 20 years. You were so excited about everything. You had wonderful lunch. And you sat in the bus to be driven to somewhere, and the bus refused to start. How do you feel? You know, we just had a story about what happened yesterday, that our driver said there must be something about this God. Because he was surprised that in the face of all those little wee challenges, that we're still happy people. It got him thinking, and he said, there must be something about this God they are talking about. And I was just saying that perhaps it is for the sake, it could be for the sake of the driver that we went on that outing to St. Andrews. We must learn to take the gospel beyond the four walls of this building, to reach out to those who are out there, waiting, hurting, and who are even skeptical about the God we serve and we preach. Peace is something that is desired by all nations, whether developing or developed. For most people, peace describes the state of affairs we experience when we are not at war. The reality of our world makes this kind of situation a rare phenomenon. It seems that even when we are not technically at war, we are likely to have some of our armed forces deployed as peacekeepers whose job it is to stand between people or groups who are at war or who may be at war with each other. The Bible speaks of peace in at least two ways. The first is the Greek word, eirene. And we have this English slant of it, ironic, meaning peaceful. It is also from this, irene, that we derive Irene. So if your name is Irene here, your name is peace. This word for peace emphasizes the idea of bringing into reconciliation parties formerly in conflict. And this concept of peace is at the heart of the gospel. For God in his mercy sent his Son to bear on the cross the just consequences of our sin. And when Jesus first appeared before the disciples on that first Easter day, the first words he spoke to them were this: peace be unto you. He was assuring them that the war between God and humankind is over, that through his death and resurrection, the broken relationship has been restored. The second emphasis is derived from the Hebrew word shalom. And this word comes from a root denoting wholeness, or completeness. And so when you hear a Hebrew wishing you peace or saying to you shalom, the idea is that he or she hopes that life will be full of good things and that you will lack nothing. I should have checked this with one of our members, Joy, who had served in Israel. Perhaps we can discuss this at the end of the service. Peace is therefore what we experience when we are contented and not worrying about anything. It is knowing that all things are under God's control. When the car broke down, it was under God's control. And we're taking a wee walk in the city of St. Andrews. All things work together for good to them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. We may not quite understand it, but God is working out God's purpose in our lives. He works in mysterious ways, in ways we may not understand. Horatius Spafford was a Presbyterian from Chicago. He had a very successful legal practice and had a lovely family, a wife, four daughters, and a son. And having invested heavily in real estate along Lake Michigan's shoreline, he lost everything overnight in the wake of the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. Earlier on in that year, he had lost his son. And in 1873, he decided to take a break with a family in England. But for some reasons, he could not travel with them immediately. And so he had some business meetings to attend. And so he sent out the wife and four daughters on the trip. And on 22nd November 1873, the ship that was carrying them collided with another vessel. And within 12 minutes, most of them perished. They were drowned in the sea. But several days later, a few survivors were finally landed in Cardiff. And Mrs. Spafford was one of them. And so what she did was, she sent a cable. She cabled her husband and said, "Saved alone." Spafford left immediately to join his wife. The hymn we just sang, "When Peace Like a River Attended My Way," was written by Spafford. It is believed that he wrote it as he was approaching the spot around the area at which the four daughters were drowned. Peace is possible in any situation because God is our refuge and our strength. June is actually special for us, and perhaps I need to share this and then I'll round off this sermon. Not just because it is the month that Joshua was born, but because, again, that is our wedding anniversary. On 22nd of this month, that will be our 14th year in marriage. And of course, that is very little compared to many of us here. But you understand that Finley is 7 years. He'll be 8 years in November. And so what that means is that Finley did not come immediately after our marriage. And so Finley came 6 years after we had married. And Feva and I, we've been talking about this, just recollecting our experiences those 6 years, and giving God peace, giving God praise for the peace he gave us as we journeyed through the 6 years of waiting on the Lord. And some will wonder why we had to call Finley, why we had to give them Scottish name. We gave Finley Scottish name and Elspeth the Scottish name. It was because it was in Scotland that God met us. And we never knew we were going to come back to Scotland for ministry. But the intention was to eternally remain grateful to God, to be reminded of where God met us and gave us Finley and Elspeth. You can experience peace in any situation. Apostle Paul wrote, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your mind in the knowledge of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.